Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Google Voice is trying to connect me.
Hello, Lydia.
Yes. Is this better? Do I sound weird?
No, you don't sound weird. But can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. I don't have issues with hearing them. It's from their end. I don't know. Do I sound low or I don't know.
Well, okay. You don't sound extremely high, but like it will be fine if you maybe increase your volume, like maybe talk louder or something. Or maybe the mic, can you put it a bit down below
This is very
your...
close, like
Oh, that's the last point it gets to.
yes, and this is how it is in meetings and everything else. I'm just surprised. Do you
Okay.
think I need to? I have I used to have this noise canceling app. Do you think I need to uninstall it
Chris.
maybe?
Oh, so
Maybe
the thing is,
preparing.
if you have... Are you using that currently?
Yeah, it's
The
always
noise
on my laptop.
cancellation.
Yes, I am.
Okay, it's two things. Well, personally, I don't use something like that. It can be tricky. If it's a free version or a paid version, there's a possibility you can mess up with your settings. And like, for instance, when we first got into the meeting, you couldn't hear me, so I had to switch my audio. So sometimes it might happen like that. It might just switch to maybe another device or something that is not selected. But if you're sure you're always checking and it's 100% up and it's selected, then you shouldn't have any issues. The app should be good to use. It actually helps to make things clear. But me, I just avoid it.
Okay, because I was thinking if it interferes with Joypa. I noticed that Joypa always comes on, whether I turn it on or not.
Oh, what you mean Zoipa always comes on, whether you turn it on or not?
Yeah, like it's I can always see it open, without me going to like log in or anything.
Oh, I Zoipa. That means you didn't, well, you don't switch off your PC, right?
I do every time after work.
And then maybe it's auto start. So like when you boot your computer, it comes back on, right? And then you see
Like
Joypad just pop up when you sign into Vici.
when I log into my when I turn up my computer, there will be this notification from Zoipa to that's connecting to my headset or whatever system I'm using. There's this notification from Zoypa. I can't remember what
Wait,
it says,
when you
but then
turn off your computer.
no, when I turn it on, I just noticed that Zoypa has like there'll be a notification for my notification tab that will let me know that
Oh.
Zoypa has access to my stuff. Yes.
Audio.
Yes.
Okay. That should be normal. So like you're saying you don't normally like open Zoypa when you restart your computer. It just pops up that option
Yes, yes,
automatically.
yes, yes, yes.
Okay, then that's not a problem. So most likely maybe Zoypa is on auto start. So automatically it boots up with like your computer. So when your computer starts, it's the application runs in the background. So if you connect your audio, obviously Zoypa will pop up and say, oh, I just got connected to like a new audio device, something like that.
Well, right now I'm not using Joypad to dial on Vici. You know, you guys said that we don't need it again.
Oh, okay, you're using the web phone.
Yes.
Okay, so the thing is, that's, well, that shouldn't affect. Okay, maybe you should share your screen. Let's go off this call and we'll try calling again. So the thing is, it's a bit low. Like your voice is a bit low. Yeah. So let's see what is going on and then let me get off the call and then you can share your entire screen. Let's see.
All right, no problem.
Oh.